Let's get into mitzvah number Tav Kuf Tezvav, mitzvah 515, and that is the mitzvah of Doresh El Hamesim, the Avera of seeking after those who have passed on, seeking after the dead. This is the sixth and final one of the unit, at least, in this section of the Torah in Parsha Shoftim, that has to do with other dark powers. Kosem, Kishuv, Chover, Chaver, Oven, Yidoni. We just had the last two. Asking an Oven, Yidoni. We already had the actively performing Oven, Yidoni. That was earlier in the Torah. But here you have asking Oven, Yidoni, and now we have Doresh El Hamesin. The Torah tells us right here that all of these are considered a To'eva to Hashem. Chover, Chaver, Shoel, Oven, Yidoni, V'Doresh El Hamesin, Ki To'avas Hashem Kol Ose'ela. Anyone who does any of these, right, Kol Ose'ela, we've pointed out that sometimes the act is called a To'eva, and sometimes the person is called a To'eva. Here, the person, any of these performers or askers are called To'eva. Kol Ose'ela are To'avas Hashem. U'biglala To'evosa'ela, Hashem Elokecha Marish Osami Panechen. Because of these To'evas, Hashem will drive you out from before these other nations in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, the positive, Tamim Tiem Hashem Elokecha, you shall be Tamim, you shall be faithful. Rashi says, Hisalechimo b'tmimus. Follow him in tmimus. Utitzapelo. And look towards him. Velotach garachar asidos. And don't look for other sources in life. And don't look, try to figure out the future. Elakoma sheyavo alecha. Kabel b'tmimus. Va'az tia amo ulechelko. And then after Tamim Tia, that is the bridge to the positives. These other nations are involved in this, but you can't. You have to listen to the proper Nevi'im, and that will be the next mitzvah of Hashem, listening to a Navi, b'chol dar v'dar, and not listening to a Navi sheker, v'chulu, that is the psukim right here. But let's talk about Doresh El Hamesim. So point number one, we mentioned a couple of days ago. Doresh El Hamesim is connected to Chover, Chaver, and other Isurim, Kishuv, and Kosem, and Ov, right? Ov, we mentioned from the Sefer Tamim Tia, from Rav Yaakov Hillel, that Ov is trying to bring up the dead in their guf, like Shmuel Hanavi was brought up. While Doresh El Hamesim, you don't want to have a conversation with the mace, you don't want to have bring them up, but you just want to have a vision, maybe a dream, doing something to be able to be communicative with the mason. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Lidrosh El HaMesim, the Inyan Drishazu. What does this mean? What does a person try to do? Sheyesh B'nei Adam Hamar Even Atzman. Some people starve themselves. The Holchin V'lan in the Beis HaKfaris. And then they go and sleep in the cemetery. Kedei Sheyavo Lahem HaMes B'chalom. So that the dead person comes to them in a dream. The Yodi'em Mashe Yishalu Alav. And they will let them know the answer to their questions. Right? This is Doresh El HaMesim. This does not mean Chas V'Shalom. Like we know that the Beis Yosef wrote a Sefer, the Magen Mesharim, and he asked all his Torah questions to a Malach in Shemaim, and he had conversations with him. That's not this. Doresh El Hamesim is after things in your life, and asidos, like a bad way to find, an evil way to find answers, instead of going to a Navi or the Ur Metumim. But if somebody goes and tries their hardest to communicate with the dead, via by lying in the cemetery, or via Shachem Shaloshim Begadim Yiduim, or they wear specific clothing, va'omrim dvarim, and they say certain incantations, u'maktirin k'tores yadua, v'yashenim levadim, and they sleep alone. And they give incense, k'dei sheyavo ames sheheim rotzim bo, so you could come, v'yasaperi mohem b'chalom, to create a seance, to bring up the spirit of the dead. That would be included in this iser of Doresh El Hamesim. V'yalkom alachos eilu v'chayotzi bo emnemar, lo yimatzi v'cha v'doresh el hamesim. I interestingly once had a shayla. Somebody once came to me, at an occasion to be, there was a Baal Tshuva that came to me and asked me the following question. He said he became frum through a seance. Why? He had a good friend, he was not frum, and he had a good friend that had passed away, and everybody did a seance, he and all of his chevra, and the friend came back from the dead and told them certain things that nobody else could have known besides this friend. And therefore, this person who was talking to me said he saw that, he knew there has to be a life after, and he became frum. He says, am I allowed? He says, that's how I became frum. Can I do a seance for my other friends who are not yet frum, and in that way, bring them closer to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can I violate Doresh El Hamesim? So that's, doesn't seem that way. Again, the poskim don't really talk about it so much, but to violate one avera, to bring them back, you know, we have to try to find kedusha ways in order to bring them back. But this is the isser of Doresh El Hamesim. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, quotes this halacha. as we have been talking, all these mitzvahs have been regarding Torah Shalameisim. Torah Shalameisim Zeh HaMariv Atzmo V'lon B'Beis HaKvaris Kedei Shetishra Alav Ruach Tuma. I stay in the cemetery so that Ruach Tuma rests upon me. Said that's the Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted. The big shaila that we have to talk about right now is, what about then the minhag of Klal Yisrael to go to cemeteries? Right, on a yard site, before Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see. How does that work? Why isn't that all a violation of Doresh El HaMesim? Says the Shach, right there in Yaredeya. He says, V'haminach le'leis le'beis ha'kfaris, k'sas ha'yanira k'doresh El HaMesim. It appears pretty bad. It appears like there's a Doresh El HaMesim problem here, and you shouldn't go to cemeteries. V'yabach kasa, but come on, sov simin reshut zayin, shekvar hechziku b'minach zeh ve'inisur b'davar. No. This is what's done, and there is no Isser. Why not? That's the question. Why not? What's the difference between Doresh El HaMesim and here? Say, so we'll have to see. There are different hashkafas in terms of how significant and how important it is to go to these, to the Beis HaKfaris. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, just like the Shulchan Aruch quotes here what Doresh El HaMesim is, and the Shach says, well, it's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, it's the minhag that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the Ramah quotes it, V'yesh mekomos noagin leilech al HaKfaris, ula harbis sham tchinos, to daven there, v'nosim sham tztaka laniyem, and give tztaka to poor people there. That's the minhag. Same rova the mafarshim. Why isn't this a problem of Doresh El HaMesim? You're not asking anything from the dead body here. You're not trying to communicate. When we go to cemeteries, we're not trying to get an answer from the departed. We're going there to use the zchuyos of the person who is buried there, but we're davening. We're davening. We're not doing Doresh El HaMesim. That's what it means. There is a major discussion, though, after this, in the Achronim. Is it right to address the Mesim in a Beis HaKvaris? Is it right to address them and say, daven for us, be a Melis Yosher for me? Or not? Or we should always talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizchus the Mesim and the Niftarim. So that's the Maharil. The Maharil, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil right here. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, De Beis HaKvaris Humakam Menuchas HaTzadikim, Va'atfilin Eskabla Sham Yoser. Ach al Yasim Magamaso Negan HaMesim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Maharil, don't talk to the Mesim. Ach Yevakish Ve'Hashem Yisparach. She'itena Lavrachamim Bizchus HaTzadikim Shokhni Afar. Right, Bizchus, the people that are buried there, he should give you Rachmanis. That is the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Maharil. Right, and this is also the Chayei Adam. In the Chachmas Adam, he also says this here in the context of Doresh El HaMesim. We've just explained why it's not really Doresh El HaMesim. We're not looking for answers there, but says the Chachmas Adam, Ukeilu medabrim im haMesim, but omer lahem sarosehem. Those who talk to the Mesim and say, please help, and please help, Karov adavar, shein bechlal zeh. He said it's close enough to be Doresh El HaMesim. V'nimsa sheyesh b'na ga'onim ayirotzim le'esar l'shateach al kivre Mesim. There was some ga'onim that wanted to ask going to cemeteries at all. Ela ha'ochim sham yispalalu b'Hashem sheyimalei she'ilosam b'schus avosav u'b'schus ha'tadikim. Da'avin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chachmas Adam. That's the Maharil. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Not to talk to the Mesim at the cemeteries. The problem is that there are some Gemaras, let alone Rishonim and Achronim. There are some Gemaras that seem to say that they spoke to the Mesim directly. If you look at the Gemara in Meseches Tainis, on Daf Tes Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara there discusses, why did they used to go out to the cemeteries on fast days for rain? V'lama Yotzen, L'Beis HaKvaris, why did they do that? Pligi Bar, Rav Levi, Bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina. So machlokas, Chad Amar 1 says, Hare Anu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kemesim, it's an act of humility. To show up on a sparkle, we're like nothing. We're like dead. Kemesim, we're not Chashuv at all. Ma'anachnu. V'chad Amar, Kadesha Yevakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. So that the Mesim ask for Rachmanis on us. They see us dying out of starvation, out of drought. Kadesha Yevakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. That's pretty clear, it sounds like. It doesn't say we daven to them, but it says that they should ask for Rachmanis on us. It might be not, the Nafkamina between them, says the Gemara, are Kivrei Akum. Kivrei Akum. But either way, that's one Gemara. There's another Gemara, the other Gemara is that we see this as well. Why, which Gemara? Sota Lamed Dalet, Rashi quotes this in Parsha Shlach. Why did Kalev go to Chevron on his way, being with the Meraglim? So we know, the Gemara tells us that he wanted to be Mishtateach B'Kever Avos. Why would you say bekever avos? So again, there's no raya there, but it's raya. They went to the cemeteries. Shouldn't just aser pirish kalev me atzas meraglim. V'alach v'shut deyachal kiver avos. V'amar lahen. I'm sorry. The continuation of the Gemara says avosai bakshu alai rachamim she'inat sel me atzas meraglim. It's beferish. Please help me, daven for me. Or there's another Gemara in Titus later on, Dachav Gimel. The Gemara quotes a story that Rabbi Mani was being bothered by certain people. So he went to daven on his father's kever. Amar lei, Abba, Abba, Haini Mitzaruli. Father, father, they're paining me. And the next time they went by, their horse's feet got stuck and they couldn't move. So you see, there are suggestions, strong suggestions in Shas for talking to the Mesim. The Gemara even says in Sanhedrin, Machlokas, how to understand this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan writes on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, La Olam Yevakish Adam Rachamim. A person should always ask for Rachmanis, Sheyu Hakol Ma'amtsin His Kocho, so that all will strengthen his Koach. What does that mean? You should daven that the Malachim help your tefillah get to the Kisei HaKavod. That's Rashi. So again, there are some sources related to this. So says the Piskei Tshuvos and say a number of achronim. This is a machlokas haposkim. It's a clear machlokas haposkim. For sure, Dorish Alameisim going to try to the dark side, going to sleep in the cemetery. That for sure is not allowed. That's Dorish Alameisim trying to communicate with the dead. You know, that is Dorish Alameisim. But going to a Beis HaKfaris to daven. So the question is only how to daven in a Beis HaKfaris. Some people say, just don't go, just daven in shul. Okay, but even within going to a Beis HaKfaris, there is, which is an ancient minhag Yisrael of going on a yard site and going to daven at a kever. So that's the machlokas. Are you allowed to daven even to the departed, not chas v'shalom avodah zarah, that you think they have powers inherently, but you daven, please be a melus yosher for us in Shemayim. Please daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like people could daven who are still alive, so the departed could also daven. So that is one. Or should that not be done? And that's the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Chachmas Adah. No, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bischus the Niftarim. Right? Many have the minug of the former, of talking to the Niftarim, the family member, and there is enough in the sources. In Shas, let alone Rishonim and Achronim, that the simple understanding is that they know what's going on, they're involved, and they can also daven. But that's what if you look in the Gesher Achayim, in the second Chelek, in Perach Chavav, he quotes all the sources related to this, all of them on either side, and he ends up by saying, in just one note before he ends up, he says, if you look throughout Torah, you never find somebody talking to a Malach and asking for something. Malachim are mentioned, but just as the narrator is talking, right? Who yishlach malacho lefanecha? Yishlach malacho itcha. Hamalach agoel yivareches hanarim. Hine anochi sholech lefanecha, ki elech malachi lefanecha. All of these. Hine anochi, hineni sholech malachi. Bechol makom, says Rav Tokachinsky, medubar lahashem yisbarach, umay Hashem yisbarach shehu yishlach hamalach, velo shemedabrim el hamalach. So that is the psukim in Tanakh, but the stories in the Gemara seem to say otherwise, and therefore he says at the end, Yotzei midvareinu binogeya, to asking for departed, or this also relates, we'll see if we have time to add in some source of this also, the malachim. What about daving for malachim? This is the very controversial discussion when it comes to Slichas time. Machnisei rachamim, or davening to the Yud Gimel Midos. Midas harachamim aleinu eskalgali. They're dipped, you switch the girsa to Yachnisu rachamim, not machnisei rachamim. Are you all daven to Yud Gimel Midos? So many, there are those that say you shouldn't say it. Chassam Sofer even writes in a tshuva that this just even highlights the whole issue. The Chassam Sofer says they said these paragraphs in his shul and he did not abolish the minhag. But rather, he just said a long tachnun at the end, so nobody realized that he wasn't saying machnisei rachamim. But what do you see from that story? That the Chassam Sofer realized that if it was totally wrong, apikarsis kfira, he would not allow it in his shul. The fact that he allowed it means that he understood the other side. He understood the concept of davening to, even though HaKadosh Baruch was in charge, and we don't ascribe any power inherently to any force, to any malach, to any departed one, but asking them to help a little bit, to bring the tefillos up to the Kisei HaKavod, that has certain basis in the sources. So says the Gesher HaChaim to end off, Hayotzi midvareinu, binogeh levakish mimalachei hasharis, sheyachnisu tefilaseinu, viyamlitzu tov ba'adeinu, af amnam kam gdolim chashashu ma'od, even though many gdolim were very choshes, lifnos aleihem afilu la'asos amalitzi yosher, even to be a beilis yosher. Ein limchos al minag olam. Sherubam omri matchinos. Shamalachei rachamim. Umidas rachamim. I'll throw one more in. Barchuni l'shalom. Barchuni l'shalom. We dive in. We ask a malach to give us a bracha. The malachim that accompany us back, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, every Friday night. So we say Shalom Aleichem, and we say Barachem L'Shalom, and we say Tzeizch L'Shalom, we say Barchuni. So some of the strong Vilna Gaon Talmudic descent, take it out! Don't say Barchuni! But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say Barchuni. That's what Rav of Klal Yisrael say. So there is Yesh Mi Amal Lismach. And that's what also in the Piskei Tshuvos here in Tafkuf Pei Aleph, he quotes, L'maisa ha-minag b'dar dorim l'hispala b'kivrei avos v'kivrei tzadikim u'levakesh mehem she'yo'oru rachamim v'yamlisu tov ba'arachayim. That's the minag. Again, we should obviously focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu too, but to dive into the niftarim that they help, that is something that is a minhag in many circles. There is another Gemara that one has to mention in this context in terms of Dorei Shalom Esim, and that's the Gemara in the beginning of the third paragraph of Brachas, where the Gemara says, Maisa b'chassid echad, which is very interesting, because chassid echad, most of the time, is Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. The Gemara says elsewhere, Shenasan diner la'ani be'erav Rosh Hashanah b'shnei bitzoris. He gave a diner, gave staka to an ani in Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'hiknitso ishto, and his wife got upset at him. Because the Jewish wife got upset at him on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So what happens? He leaves. V'halach v'lan v'beis hakvaris. He goes and sleeps in the cemetery. V'shamash de'iru choshim mesaper zulazo. And he heard two spirits talking to each other. And they said, what's going to happen this year is going to be Peronis. And he has insider training as the story continues. Until he started talking about it, and then the spirit said, it is known, and therefore we can't be involved. So that Gemara is an important Gemara in terms of the Niftarim knowing what is going on in the world, but also the question that is asked by Yisrael Salanter and other Baalei Musar, what's Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi going and sleeping in a cemetery on Rosh Hashanah? What's going on here? But Dorei Shalom Esim, says Rabbi Yaakov Enden Chas V'Shalom. He wasn't in the back. He wasn't Dorei Shalom Esim. It couldn't be that he was Rosh Hashanah. He just went because he was upset and sad and he had no money and he went to sleep. He wanted to feel lowly. Says Ari Yisrael, says Yisrael Salanter, the same idea. He was upset that his wife was upset and he didn't know whether he did the right thing. He didn't know what, he wanted to feel humble. Not that he was doing anything. He happened to go to sleep there and then Mamela, he overheard these spirits. But it wasn't that he went there for that purpose. Right, and we find around a number of these Averas that we have been talking about. Right, the Ov, the Adoni, the ones that are trying to see the future. We mentioned at the beginning, the future tellers, the ones involved in Kisum. We find in the Gemara, sometimes Tanoim were told about a future event by these people. So they didn't go and ask. Once you find out the information, you use the information. But as long as you don't go ask them and you just overhear them, right? So for example, we know the Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos. The end of the Shabbos tells us that the fortune tellers told Rabbi Akiva that the day that his daughter is going to get married, she is going to die. That's what the fortune tellers told Rabbi Akiva. And he was very, very nervous. He's like, what's going to happen? How is this possible? Right? This is the Gemara, Kuf Nun Vav Amebeis, all the way at the end of Masechah Shabbos, the second to last page. And his whole life, he's worried. And finally, the day of the wedding, he's worried. And finally, we know the story that during the night, she took off her brooch right before she went to sleep after the wedding that she had in her hair. And they didn't have drawers in those days. So if you have a brooch that has a pin, what do? You stick it in the wall. So she stuck it in the wall, and that was it. The next morning, she sees that when she stuck it in the wall, she killed the snake. The snake would have bitten her, and she killed the snake when she stuck it in the wall. And Rabbi Kiva says, what'd you do? You must have done some schluss to save you. And she spoke about how there was an ani at the door of the wedding hall, and nobody else was there. Everybody was running around with the pictures and the florists and the caterer. She was the only one. So she gave her food to the ani, and Rabbi Kiva says on that, staka tatsami maves. But how does the story start off? The story starts off that the kaldoi, the chozim bikochavim, Rashi says, Shabbos kufnun vav. So you see, sometimes there is reaction to some of this information, but we're not allowed to go darshan it in the first place. Vayter in the chinuch. Misharshi a mitzvah, the message of this mitzvah, as we've said, related to kishuf and look at mishpatim, meaning, we cannot let it go into the dark side in order to get information that is a lack of tamim tiyah. Just add two other points, and that is, this specific issur of Dorei Shalom Esim, we are trying to blur the lines between the next world and this world. And there's the clear demarcation. Olam Haba is not Olam Hazeh. It's a clear demarcation. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Olam Hafachu. It's an opposite. It's an opposite world. But there are clear demarcations. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, the world of Olam Haba exists today. Haba doesn't mean in the future. Haba just means in the future for each individual, but it doesn't mean in the future. Now, the Rambam says that clearly in the end of the eighth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. Zeh shekaru oso chacham olam haba, lo mipnei she'ino matsuyata. It's not because it's not here now. Vizeh ha'olam oved, v'yachagach yavo oso ha'olam. This whole world will cease to exist, and then it's going to be another world called olam haba. Eino davar kein, ela harayu matsui va'omein. It's here today. V'lo karu olam haba, ela mipnei, she'osan ha'chayim, bo'in lo la'adam, acharei chaye olam hazeh, she'anu kayamen bo b'gufa v'nefesh. Olam haba is for each individual after they pass on, and that world does not have gufim. That's what the Rambam said earlier in the parak. Olam haba ein bo gufa, gviya ela nefashos ha'tzadikim bilvad. Below guf kamalachei asharis. Right, that is, so Olam Haba, so this Isser is also, Derech Shalom Eisi, you're blurring the lines between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Haba is for the Neshamos, Olam Hazeh is here, and therefore we have to not blur the lines. A third idea also might be, Mesim, Misa, is always the connected and associated with Tumah. All Tumah is associated with death. The dead body is Navi Avos HaTumah. Dead animals are Nevelis. Dead Ashratzim are Tame, Tumah Sheretz. Tumas Nida is a mispregnancy. It's all somehow connected with death. And therefore, we're not supposed to stay away from Tumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. This is replies finishing up. B'chol Makom V'chol Zman, men and women, for overall Zen, if somebody violates, V'asa Shum Maisa, and does any action, K'dei She'yavo HaMeis V'yodiyu Shom Davar Chayim Malkus. Or what happened if somebody just goes to sleep and they wish that their departed relative comes and tells them something, gives them a, helps them out. So that's not a maisa, that's not searching, that's not acting, that's not doresh. You know, you wish you knew what to do. You wish you knew what to do. But that wouldn't be considered a chiyuv. Either way, this is the important issue of doresh el hamesim. Okay, we'll stop here.